Chapter 3. The next day was Saturday, and the streets in town were rain-washed, the sky blue, and the air shining. I did some work in my office, then drove out to Val's for lunch. Val's was the drive-in restaurant on the north side of town, equidistant between the west end and east end of Deep Smith, a neutral territory where the children of the rich and those of oil field and cannery workers put their hatred and fear of one another in temporary abeyance. I went inside and had just ordered when I saw Jeff Dietrich, Earl's son, pull into the parking lot in a yellow convertible with a Mexican boy and girl next to him. They parked under the awning, and Jeff walked across the lot toward the entrance, his partially unbuttoned silk shirt filling with wind. We were told he was the child Earl's brief first marriage to a Cajun girl when he was stationed at Fort Polk in Louisiana. Jeff was larger, more handsome, and athletic than his father, with dark brown hair that had natural waves in it, and wide shoulders and long arms and big knuckled hands. He was bright in a limited way, and confident and always ingratiating, had done well for 2 years at the University of Texas, then had quit, either to learn his father's business or just out of indifference toward what he saw as the necessary province of others. But I always had the sense that Jeff's manners were the natural ones of his class, and that he used them only as the situation required him to. 3 years ago, I had witnessed a scene in the same parking lot, one I had tried to forget. But I had never looked at Jeff quite the same afterward. It was a lovely fall night after a football game, with a yellow moon as big as a planet hovering right over the hills. The lot was filled with convertibles, customized 1950s hot rods that glowed like hard candy under the neon. Chromed Harleys and Cherokees and Land Rovers and roll-bar Jeeps. Then a beery, oil-field roughneck in Cloroxed jeans and steel-toe boots and a T-shirt still spotted with drilling mud got into it with Jeff Dietrich. They fought between the cars, knocking several trays onto the pavement, then went at it in an open area, both of them swinging hard, connecting with skin-tearing blows in the face that made the onlookers wince. They fought their way between two cars in the front row. Then Jeff caught the rough